around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, there's that show music once again, everybody. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is that time of the week again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is Saturday, March 8th, 2025. It's just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We have got a lot to get to over these next 120 minutes together as we all talk everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, a programming alert. We're going to start off letting you know that as soon as the show is over today, Mary and I are off to St. Martin. Starting on Monday, the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn is on. And next Saturday, March 15th, we will broadcast this show live from Grenada, an island that is about 100 miles north of Venezuela.
Excited to see that island. And Martinique and St. Vincent and the Grenadines are also on this itinerary, both places we need to see.
Four-by-fouring,
yeah,
we're going to be doing that.
We're going to have a great time.
Well, listen, we've got so many activities this week as we travel with Seabourn, and such a terrific show that is coming together right now for all of you next week at this time. So mark your calendars and make sure your radios are tuned in. I promise you it will be must-hear radio.
Definitely. And Robert and I just returned from the Caribbean, just a little more than a week ago, and so we are very much looking forward to our travels there again all week. And starting on Monday, make sure you stay connected with us at rmworldtravel.com. That's our social channel on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. We're going to share our photos of all of our adventures, and I promise you there's going to be, like you said, there's going to be some 4x4 off-roading. There will be some adventures, maybe some water sports in there, and we'll also share some of our adventures during the week with all the stations that air our Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentary. So keep an eye out for that.
A little snorkeling as well, I think, on this trip.
Yeah,
so we'll see
yeah.
about that. All right, so we've set things up for what's coming this week. We still have the rest of this opening A block to go and nine more segments as well. RJ's just back from Miami. RJ, the 4x4ing, that would certainly entice you, I would think.
It would. In fact, you know, honestly, in many ways, it's kind of a sneak peek at my segment today, but proceed.
Well, you got the open road coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to let anybody know what's coming up? Or
I think I just did a little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a big hint?
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're back from Miami. That is a place that Mary and I will be right after the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise and live remote finishes up. We're going to be talking about that with you, RJ, in a minute, so just stand by for that. I do want to let all of you listening right now know that Bobby is working to connect Rudy into the show, and we expect him to join us sometime soon.
Indeed, he will. And I do want to invite all of you to find some time this weekend to visit our show website. Just go to rmworldtravel.com. We're going to look forward to you voting in the latest travel polls waiting for you there. These polls do have a Caribbean theme right now, since that's where Robert and I are headed again. So the first question is, what entices you most about Caribbean travel? And you'll have some options to choose from. And the second question we're asking in these polls, where are you most likely to spend your travel dollars in the Caribbean?
All right, well, that's going to be...
And again, you'll have some choices.
Yeah, so. Listen, interesting travel polls, so go vote, and we will share the results with you next week when we are in the Caribbean, right? So we're going to talk the Caribbean polls when we're in the Caribbean. That all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what our team is doing, putting everything together
see
here.
See the theme there.
It's just like one big, beautiful puzzle, Mary, when it all comes together, right? So now we're going to give you a little inside the Carey family talk. As I mentioned, RJ is here today since the open road is coming up later this hour in the D block. And we just said he's just back from Miami. He was down at the famous Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables last weekend for Moda Miami. That is the ultra high-end car enthusiast gathering.
That's really rough, RJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, listen, everyone listening is like, wow, that was a rough day on the job.
Well, Moda Miami, I'm going to set it up for folks. You know, it was created by R.M. Sotheby's. They're the leader in collector car space, if you will. And Sotheby's, they're known for art, jewelry, you know, and private estate auctions, Mary,
right?
That would have your attention.
Yep.
So to give you an idea of the brands associated with Moda Miami, I mean, we're talking Rolls Royce, Bentley, Mercedes, Maserati, Lamborghini, Alfa Romeo, Falcon private jets we have there, Wager yachts, and a lot more. So, RJ, I want you to go ahead, give everyone a taste, you know, listening right now, some of the folks you met at Moda Miami. I remember in the past staying there at the Biltmore Hotel. That is a great setting for a car event.
So it really is. You know, Moda Miami, this is the second annual iteration of it. The first one was last year, and they're really trying to make it a destination car show for Southern Florida, because as of right, you know, until then, it was really Amelia Island was the Florida car show, and that's all the way up in Amelia Island, you know, just near Jacksonville. And this was, you know, very typical for what you would expect of Miami luxury scene. They pulled out all the stops. They had major presence from Mercedes-Benz corporate. They brought over several cars from their collection, at least $150 million worth of car. And we're talking probably only four or five cars. So valuable stuff, and really just impressive. The people that were there as well, I was personally shocked by. You know, you think Miami, well, there's a little bit of that business side. You know, a lot of people with the flash and, you know, mm-hmm, like to, right, you know, enjoy the fancy things. But there were some really well-known people in the industry there. Dan Meekum was there from Meekum Auctions. Derek Bell was there for 2 days. And for those listening, if you don't know, Derek Bell is one of the most successful racing drivers of the 20th century. He won the 24 Hours of Le Mans 5 times. He holds the record. It's tied.
You spent a little time with him.
I got to speak with him. He came by some of the cars that I was showing.
Did he race Daytona as well?
He won that 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was a factory Porsche driver back in the 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, really, it's just a taste, you know, but it was really well done. And I will say Moda Events, they put on a good show.
He'd be a great interview.
He would be. You know, he's a little older now. I think he should enjoy his
He should work for his
I think people listening around the country would enjoy that.
Yeah, I do too. I think he'd be a good interview.
Well, he had some good stories.
Besides all the car activities that kept you busy, you also found some time to fly the way your dad likes to fly. And if our regular listeners know, it's via helicopter. So what was that experience
like? Is there any better
like?
Way to get around Miami?
Yes, actually there
well,
is.
I did
from,
have,
from my opinion.
I did make a new friend over the weekend who happens to operate a helicopter charter out of the Miami Seaplane Base, mm-hmm, down there, and we ended up visiting him just on Monday, actually, after the weekend. And, you know, he's like, well, I think we should go do a quick loop up Miami Beach, right?
You were flying over the cruise ships you were sending me.
When he's offering to take you around at a Sikorsky S-76, you can't really say no to that.
You can't say no to that. Listen, I was happy for you. I was ecstatic for you. I mean, you know.
And this pilot was a Marine?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, when
your mother and I,
actually,
when we arrive there after the Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise, so you're going to pick us up at the airport, shuttle us around, you have it all set?
We can make that happen. Now we can.
Okay, well, it's always good to have a pilot friend.
I'd rather see Miami with a boat. Like, we've gone out in boats. You came out with us a few years ago on a boat.
Oh,
RJ.
I got to tell you, though, with all the high rises going up now, you kind of need a helicopter these days. The city skyline is changing drastically.
But you now, and you've flown before with me on helicopters and that, but I know we were going back and forth. It's just the grace, it's the beauty, it's the maneuverability of the helicopter. I mean, is there really a better way to fly?
It feels so unnatural at first for those, like, if it's your first time, it's just such an unnatural feeling, but it really is the best way to do it.
It is.
I mean, I will say the liftoff, that's cool.
You see everything. Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited for you, RJ, and I'm glad now that we have transportation when we're back in Miami. So, all right, well, we're looking at the clock right now as we're counting things down. We could try to squeeze in, Mary, the Travel News Roundtable, but maybe I think we will forego that for today. I think we're going to forego it for next week, too. So, folks, that means you got to tune back in a couple weeks when we get back to the Travel News Roundtable. I will alert you, though, coming up an hour from now, we're going to be talking to the Galapagos Postman for an update. If you're a new listener to the show, it's a very compelling story. We want you to hear that. And if you heard it before, well, he delivered his final envelope last weekend, and we told him that we would connect them when he did, and we will. So we're going to also be joined by two musicians in our personal connection today. The timing is perfect as we head off to the Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn. We'll also answer listener emails. Is the right stuff? Open road, as RJ just said. St. Patrick's Day, talking a lot more. After these quick sponsor messages, wellness, travel, and hospitality will fill our B block. Keep those radios locked in. 90% of the show is still ahead.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service, and it's 100% confidential. Visit TNUSA.com/carrier, call 800-958-1000, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If your spine needs extra TLC or you have sleep issues, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And the best part? Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free, and they ship right to your door. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. mattress that's just right for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide for their big March Madness sale with free shipping in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors. If you've been thinking about home security, now is the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan on your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Back indeed, as we now move into today's B block, and wellness, travel, and tourism is going to have our attention for these next 10 minutes. We're sponsored by Seabourn.
We did mention it last segment, and after today's show, Robert and I do leave for St. Martin to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn, and we're going to broadcast live from Grenada aboard the Seabourn Ovation next Saturday, but right now you can book your travel to join us aboard the Seabourn Quest this August in Alaska. This August trip is absolutely going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great adventure for all of us. You can book now to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on penthouse and premium suites or $1,000 on all veranda suites.
You know, you talk about a trip of a lifetime, folks. You can choose from either a 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you want to go for a little bit of a shorter time. Space is limited. To get all the information to book your travels, just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. You can click at the top of the homepage. There's a link right there that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us.
Wellness, tourism, and traveling to heal and get healthier or to get away from life's stresses and challenges is one of the fastest growing sectors in travel. But it's not just about fancy spas. These days, hotels and even cruise ships are adding exercise and wellness programs to their offerings. Joining us for a conversation on this travel topic is Ophelia Young, a senior research fellow with the Global Wellness Institute based in Miami.
Well, good morning, Ophelia. Appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Nice to have you here with us. You know, because Mary and I are always on the go traveling, and we're leaving right after the show, as we've mentioned, you know, even though we've heard some of the stats on increases in wellness tourism, we invited you on the program today, Ophelia, because we are seeing what's happening firsthand with more hotels and cruise ships offering all kinds of wellness-oriented programs and amenities. I want you to start off, you know, define wellness tourism to folks that are listening, what it is, and more importantly, what it isn't.
So we defined wellness tourism as the kind of travel that is associated with the traveler pursuing the maintaining and enhancing their own their personal well-being. So it's both maintaining and enhancing. That's an important thing.
And what would you say it is not?
What it is not? It is not the kind of travel where people just go and maybe relax on the beach and, you know, just R&R. We don't count those as wellness tourism.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just discuss.
Because otherwise all travel could be wellness, right?
Exactly. So let's discuss how big the industry is. It's growing globally in countries all around the world. In fact, you have a Global Wellness Economy report with country rankings, and we were pleased to see the U.S. is actually a leader in this sector. And I realize you're measuring all kinds of modalities like public health and preventive medicine, but what are some other modalities from a tourism standpoint? And why don't you share with our listeners some other countries that are investing heavily so that when they go to spend their travel dollars, maybe they should take a look at these countries for wellness?
Yeah, so wellness tourism, it's now more than $800 billion worldwide. And so it's a significant part of a global wellness industry, which we measured at $6.3 trillion. Hmm. And some of the sectors that are related to wellness tourism, you probably know very well, is spa and hot springs as well.
Yep.
So those are also quite large. Spas industry is about $137 billion, and the springs are over $60 billion worldwide.
Wow. All right. And what are some other countries that are investing heavily?
So the countries that we've seen that have really made sort of wellness part of their brand these days, it's Singapore, actually, which the government had made really major investment in their infrastructure to really improve the city and also have a whole new development, not only just promoting tourism, but they're really working to improve the whole environment and wellness for their own citizens. And then, you know, with that, creating a very inviting atmosphere for wellness tourism, for, you know, city tourism. Mm-hmm. As you know, Singapore is a city state. And another region that a lot of people may not think about is in the Gulf areas, like, you know, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. These countries are investing very heavily in the wellness of the citizens. Because, you know, they're the chronic disease and, you know, sort of modern lifestyle chronic disease, obesity is rising. A lot of people are sedentary. And a lot of the Gulf citizens used to travel abroad. And so they're trying to capture those tourism dollars in their own region and countries. And, of course, they have a rising income. So they're rapidly building their
That helps.
So that certainly helps. Right. So, Ophelia, in the same report, I saw that wellness has outpaced growth rates for other big spend categories, including hotels and restaurants. And the number I see in the report, 3.8% annually from 2019 through 2023. So, again, that's a very good example of the actual growth of this category in travel and tourism. So what are some factors that you believe are driving such huge growth in this category?
You know, wellness has been growing as an industry even from as we start tracking it more than 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the pandemic definitely made a big push because now, you know, I think everyone realized health is a new wealth. Like without health, there is nothing. So, and then the understanding of health is also much broader. It's not physical health. People really start thinking about their mental health and mental wellness. And then they're also realizing, you know, we need to do things to prevent bad health and not just go to the doctor because that's too late. So there is like a lot of these factors that kind of come together that make wellness like a new consumer value that's very universal all over the world. You know, everybody's talking about it or everybody's thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking about talking about, you know, I do want to talk about the wellness traveler himself or herself that's out there. Do you find there are maybe misconceptions about who travels for health and wellness? Anything you want to try to share or maybe clear up right now?
Yeah, so I think sort of in the maybe the in some of the media promotion or some people, when you think of wellness traveler, the image is somebody going on a yoga retreat or goes, you know, some really expensive destination spa. And we really want people to understand the wellness tourism is much broader than that because there are people, it includes the people who want to go on a retreat and, you know, a yoga retreat or go on a spa or a health, you know, detox. But there are a lot of people who want to bring their healthy and wellness lifestyle with them when they travel. So wherever they go, they want to make sure they sleep well and they have access to healthy food and they can continue their routine and maybe do things outside and engage in physical activities. So those are the wellness travelers that a lot of the industry is still sort of missing because, you know, these are people who are maybe doing their daily activities. They want to bring it to wherever they're going, whether they're on vacation or business travel. So those we call the secondary wellness travelers, and we are secondary wellness travelers a lot of the time.
All right, so as folks are listening,
time,
you know, they may hear, they may be saying, all right, well, Ophelia, Robert, Mary, you know, you're talking about physical health and so forth, but we know physical and mental health go hand in hand together, right? You know, if one is off, the other can be off. And with all the use today of social media, I mean, Mary and I joke about this all the time. We go out and meet, you know, everyone is just addicted to their phones. You got the 24-hour news cycles. You are always being bombarded in this constant state of on mode, right? Oftentimes it takes you 3 or 4 days just to detox yourself to get to feel like yourself again, and then it's time to go home. So, you know, we've heard talk out there that it can affect mental health, which in turn can have a negative impact on people physically. You know, are you seeing additions to wellness programs in hotels or cruise ships or spas addressing this? I mean, we are, but what are you seeing out there?
Yes. So, of course, we have seen the sort of like the programming side where, oh, you have access to meditation app or meditation classes. You know, like immediately people kind of turn to like meditation and mindfulness. But sleep is a very, very big component of your mental wellness, right? If you don't sleep well, forget it. You know, talking about brain fog and everything. Mm-hmm. So there is a big emphasis on sleep now. That, you know, the bedding or the room and the, you know, how to block out the noise, the light, and even some of the hotels and some of the health resort, they're running sleep programs, really. It's like a sleep tourism. It's a new thing.
Well,
people go there to make sure, you know, they're getting good sleep and learn the strategy for bringing good sleep back when they get home.
Yeah. I was just about to ask you. So hopefully if they're going to be spending their money on programs like that, they're learning how to bring those techniques back home.
Yes, yes. Of course, there is some of them when some of these business try to add value, they will do maybe sleep analysis. But some of those are, you know, getting into the medical field, right? So unless you're bringing some of it back home, you're better off almost going to a clinic in your hometown.
Well, Ophelia,
right? Actually,
exactly.
You do have sleep apnea.
Right. So listen, we've just touched a little bit of this. It's a very interesting discussion, and it's just going to continue to be a growing sector. So I'm sure we will connect again in the future. Very interesting conversation today. Appreciate you being part of the program. We wish you a very pleasant weekend. And until the next time we talk, thank you.
Great talking to you guys, and good luck and have a great trip, huh?
Thank you, Ophelia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Well, there goes Ophelia Mayer. Interesting conversation.
Those
frankly,
are pretty
so much we could get
incredible
into.
Numbers for the hot springs growth.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw it last year when we had the big Let's Go America tour
at Homestead.
Yeah, we absolutely did. So, all right, still ahead this hour is the open road, but next, Rudy's been connected. He will join the show to talk Real ID. Mary and I need to step aside for some important sponsor messages to pay some bills here on the program. 8 more segments to go on this March 8th broadcast, everyone, and then we are off to the Caribbean.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Don't you just love the way you sleep on a top-notch mattress at a luxury hotel or cruise ship when you travel? I do. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and every mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. This is terrific quality that's affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, all you got to do is take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Our friends at Helix offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, which is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and a Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. It's why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress, and as a show fan, you get a 100-night risk-free trial. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress designation by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution
for improving your sleep. You'll save 20% today. That's a good discount. 20% today at helixsleep.com/carry, or as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If you fly commercially and you're 18 or older, you're probably accustomed to showing your driver's license to TSA agents while going through security. But as of May 7th, mark it down, if you don't have a symbol on your license indicating what the government calls a real ID, you may not be able to pass through security. Real ID has been talked about for years, so you can be forgiven if you're not quite sure what a real ID is and why you need it. But our next guest has all the answers. Carter Langston is the press secretary for the Transportation Security Administration. Mr. Langston, welcome to the show. Let's start at the beginning. What is a real ID, which is finally coming into importance, and what's the reason for it?
To answer that question, and thanks for having me, Rudy, real ID compliant ID cards are generally identified by a star on the front of the card. And non-compliant marked cards have no star and include language such as not for real ID purposes or not for federal ID. What we call legacy cards are those licenses or IDs issued prior to the state beginning to issue real ID compliant cards and have neither a star nor the non-compliant language on it. And the reason we have real ID now is because Congress passed the Real ID Act to establish minimum security standards for state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards. That act was based on a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission, and it's intended to raise the level of identity assurance to help protect American citizens and infrastructure from any future attack.
Will a Real ID card cost me something, some fee?
You need to check with your Department of Motor Vehicles. So the short answer is yes, they will likely require a fee for the new card, just as they do for any other driver's license. But definitely check with the state's Department of Motor Vehicles for yours.
Do children under 18 need anything related to a real ID?
They do not. So every air traveler 18 years of age and older must have a real ID compliant identification by May the 7th of 2025.
All right. Some people don't have a driver's license. Now, I know there are other forms of ID, particularly a passport. That's probably the second most common card you could carry identification you carry that will get you through TSA. But there are a couple others. What are some other acceptable forms of ID if you don't happen to have a driver's license with a real ID star on it?
There are a number of them, and they are listed on TSA's website, tsa.gov, under acceptable forms of identification. And those are the accepted forms of identification that are considered real ID compliant as well, such as a passport, a U.S. passport card, a border crossing card, as well as
a few other items.
There are others on there. You can certainly look, foreign passports are accepted, but you can certainly look there and find, what acceptable form of ID you might have if you don't have the real ID from the Department of Motor Vehicles yet.
All right. Let's say you haven't heard this radio show and you didn't know you were supposed to get a real ID, and you go to the airport as you usually do, or maybe you don't go very often, and you show your regular old driver's license from 4 years ago that doesn't have the star on it. What's going to happen to you?
Great question, Rudy. So in the event you arrive at the airport without an acceptable identification, whether lost, stolen, otherwise, you may still be able to fly. The TSA officer may ask you to complete an identity verification process, which includes collecting information such as your name, your current address, to confirm your identity. If your identity is confirmed, you'll be allowed to enter the screening checkpoint where you may be subject to additional screening. But bottom line is, yeah, sure, you can fly. Give yourself a little extra time, but you can still fly.
I remember once losing my passport en route to the London Heathrow Airport, and it turns out TSA had an office there, and it took him quite a while to verify, but he finally, a TSA agent came down, looked at me, said, "Where were you born?" I said, "Cleveland." He had checked that out already online. "What's the name of the baseball team?" I said, "The Indians." He said, "Okay, you can get on board." So you might get a trick question or two, right?
That's possible. CSA does recommend individuals without an acceptable identification arrive at least 3 hours in advance of their flight time. By the way, I forgot to mention that.
Carter Langston is the Press Secretary for the Transportation Security Administration. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Langston.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As Mary and I get ready to head out for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn, how would you like to travel with Mary and me and experience a Seabourn cruise for yourself? You can do that right now if you go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the link that says Join Us Book Here 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This August, we're going to be cruising on the Seabourn Quest in Alaska. In August, you can book with us to enjoy a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th that'll bring us back to Vancouver, Canada. Space is limited. Right now, you can get all the information again on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you book, you're going to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on a penthouse or premium suite, or $1,000 on all veranda suites, which are oceanfront. rmworldtravel.com, click on Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us for what's going to be a trip of a lifetime and so much fun. Mary and I can't wait to see all of you aboard with us.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey. I'm back again with this week's Open Road segment, so thank you so much for sticking with us. But before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/Carey. Now, does anyone else feel like March is just madness? Everything from work to workouts can get interrupted, but that all stops with Everyday Earbuds by Raycon. With active noise cancellation capable of drowning out the most maddening of sounds, these everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, work, or phone calls, offering premium audio that goes wherever you go. Their latest model offers 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, and they all start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And if you're not satisfied for any reason, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 20%, or you can always find a direct link at our Armwell Travel. Under sponsors. So when I talk about review trucks here on the open road, and I'm talking real trucks, not just daily drivers with a pickup bed, we're talking about a vehicle that serves a purpose, right? Some trucks obviously exist to haul heavy payloads, tow. Some are built to dominate off-road Baja-style racing. But then there's the Toyota Tacoma. And for nearly 30 years, the Tacoma has been the truck of choice for adventurers, overlanders, off-roaders, weekend warriors, as they say, who don't just drive to the campsite, but drive past it, deep into the wilderness, where cell service is, you know, nothing but a distant memory, and the only limit is how far the truck can take you. You know, the Tacoma is a truck that's earned its reputation, I think, not just through marketing hype, but realistically through proven Toyota dependability. The Tacoma, you know, you see them in the middle of the desert, hundreds of miles from the nearest paved road. This is a truck that people abuse, modify, lift, beat down, and they still keep going. In fact, you know, the Tacoma following is so strong that you can find Tacomas from the early 2000s still selling for absurd prices because people know they just won't die. But starting with the 2025 model year, Toyota has done something that makes Tacoma purists a little nervous. They have completely redesigned it. New platform, new powertrains, new interior, new technology, new everything. So what does this mean for the truck's legacy? Have they modernized it without compromising it? And most importantly, does it still outshine its competitors like the Colorado and the Ford Ranger? Well, I spent some time with the new Tacoma this week, so let's get into it. Now, first, under the hood, Toyota has dropped the old naturally aspirated V6 in favor of two turboed four-cylinder powertrains. The base engine makes 280 horsepower, 320 pound-feet of torque, while the hybrid option pushes those numbers to 330 horsepower and 470 pound-feet, more torque than any other midsize truck on the market. But this isn't just about power, it's about efficiency. More torque means better low-speed crawling, improved towing, and overall smoother power delivery, especially on tough terrain where throttle modulation can make or break a technical hill climb. And thanks to the hybrid's electric assist, you actually get instant torque delivery that helps in off-road situations where precise control is a matter of everything. And plus, the hybrid system helps you go further on a tank, which is critical when you're deep into the backcountry without a gas station for miles. But Toyota, they know their audience, right? So while Chevy and Ford focus on the high-speed desert Baja approach with their trims, Toyota took a more versatile approach. The TRD Pro is still geared for aggressive performance, but the Trailhunter trim is designed specifically for overlanding. Now, this is a type of vehicle-based adventure travel that involves exploring remote locations outdoors. It's a segment that continues to grow since the pandemic as more people seek self-sufficient travel beyond traditional campsites. And Toyota worked directly with ARB and Old Man Emu. These are two huge names in the overlanding aftermarket directly to make this a legitimate factory-built overlanding rig. It comes with heavy-duty suspension, integrated air compressor, high-clearance steel bumpers, a snorkel so you can wade into the water. These are things most trucks would need thousands of dollars in aftermarket parts to match, if not 10,000. But, you know, the Tacoma Trailhunter, it's built to go the distance. The rear bed-mounted power outlets, modular bed rack system, increased payload capacity, they make it very easy to outfit for extended trips. And if you want to add a rooftop tent, for example, extra water tanks, recovery gear, the Trailhunter is designed to handle all of that without modification. But off-roading is really only half the equation. You know, how a truck supports life after the trail is just as important. And Toyota clearly thought about the people who use their Tacomas as base camps on wheels. They also paid attention to storage, one of the biggest complaints about previous Tacomas. There are now more interior storage compartments, which are my favorite, a rear seat that flips up for extra cargo space, and you have that 14-inch touchscreen, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a premium JBL sound system. They're all upgrades that make long trips more comfortable. The best part about that sound system, by the way, there's a removable Bluetooth speaker that pops out of the dash for on-the-go music enjoyment. My personal favorite part? If you still prefer to row your own gears, Toyota remains one of the few manufacturers to offer a 6-speed manual transmission on select trims, including the Trailhunter, something neither Chevy nor Ford can say in 2025. So all told, the new Tacoma, it's a welcome departure from previous iterations. It's managed to evolve without losing what made it great. It's still reliable, still capable, but now it's more refined, more versatile, and better suited to real-world adventure. So does it still hold its crown? I think if you're someone who spends more time on dirt than pavement, yeah, it's a resounding yes. So that's going to be all for me this week. But up next, we're talking St. Patrick's Day. That's just 9 days away. But until I'm back with you again in a future show, I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone. Wow, we are already through four segments of the show, and as Mary and I reclaim our show mic from RJ for the E-Block, we are sponsored by amac.us/carry.
If you care about your country, your freedom, and your hard-earned money, then AMAC is the organization for you. Unlike the other so-called senior organization that sold out to the radical left, amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, stands for conservative values, limited government, lower taxes, protecting your Social Security, and defending our Constitution.
Plus, you know what also makes AMAC great, folks? You get tons of travel savings as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, so much more. Gotta go check it out. As a show fan, you'll get an exclusive five-year membership for just $31. Don't miss out on the special offer. AMAC.us/carry is the link, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, in just 9 days, on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day will be here. Many towns and cities across the U.S. will be celebrating with parades and parties. Corned beef is going to be flying off the grocery store shelves. There's some folklore tied to the famous day that we thought we'd share today. So Joe Bills, associate editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, is here on the show hotline to help share more.
Well, yes, he is, Mary. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here with us today. So, you know, what prompted us to invite you on the show today was an article the Almanac put out that we found interesting because it included some folklore and, you know, about St. Patrick's Day that's coming, and we thought it was fun. We thought we'd get into that today. Lots of myths and truths. We know he was real. He helped spread Christianity throughout Ireland, and clearly he made an impact since he has a day of celebration dedicated to him. From all of our travels to Ireland, we know there's controversy about whether he drove out the snakes or not, but, you know, let's talk actually about who St. Patrick was.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think for me, what's St. Patrick's Day is one of the great holidays, underappreciated holidays, I should say, because so much of St. Patrick's Day now is about, yes, celebrating Irish roots, but it's one of the famous, you know, most famous things. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. It's such a day dedicated to having fun, celebrating however it is that you celebrate, whether that means cold beers or great food or parades, or it's just a day of celebration in its purest form. And I always love that about St. Patrick's Day, even though I only have a tiny bit of Irish in my own blood. St. Patrick dates all the way back to 493 was when the man who we now know as St. Patrick died. One of the great mysteries to me is that his name was Maewyn Sacott. And I don't know what mechanisms of the Catholic Church turned Mr. Sacott into St. Patrick, but he was a British man, a British boy, really. Interestingly, given the legacy that he leaves, he actually grew up as an atheist. And it wasn't until he was 16, he was kidnapped by Irish pirates and taken away to Ireland, where they forced him to work as a shepherd herding sheep in the fields. And he was in Ireland for 6 years, unwillingly, finally escaped. And I don't know if it's not particularly well documented whether it was the escape itself or something that happened during those 6 years. But by the time he returned to Ireland, he believed that he had been delivered there by God. And he had a mission. Mm-hmm. And the mission was to spread Christianity. Studied for about 15 years to make that possible, and then went about returning to Ireland with his message.
I will say, Joe, the Catholic school I went to for 12 years left out the fact that he was an atheist for a while. But what an interesting journey and very interesting deep dive there. So the color green is the color that I think we associate most with March 17th. Even Chicago dyes their river green, but green wasn't always the case, was it?
No, interestingly enough, it was originally blue,
right?
And there's not a particularly well crafted story that I'm aware of that explains why blue or green. I guess it can work either way.
Well, if you spend any time in Ireland, you actually see the blue out there. I mean, the blue is a big part of
things. Aer Lingus uses teal.
Yeah, that's exactly
the question. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting fun fact.
I always found that interesting the first time we went there. One other thing I just want to ask you. So, you know, let's talk about the shamrock, right? Because we were just talking about green.
Yes.
You know, three leaves, not four like the lucky clover. Anything you want to talk about the significance of that?
Well, I think it's interesting, again, because so much of this is the lore builds momentum that the facts or the science don't necessarily always keep up with. So at this point, the shamrock is known to be a variety of clover. There's not a whole lot of consensus as to which variety of clover it really is. And yes, you are absolutely right. The four-leaf clover is a rarity, whether we're talking shamrocks or clover. The standard shamrock actually only has three leaves. It's almost always drawn. I believe the odds, I might be getting this wrong, but I believe the odds are something like one out of every 10,000 clovers and or shamrocks will have four leaves.
Wow.
We're not going to hold you, Ben. I promise you. Okay, Joe, I promise. Well, listen, good information. Yeah, and folks, go celebrate, whether it's in New York, Chicago, Savannah, Kansas City. There's so many places out there that have great St. Patrick's Day. We're actually we're headed off to the Caribbean today. We'll be in Miami for St. Patrick's Day this year. I personally, St. Joseph's Day, that's a whole other thing. That's March 19th. That's big for me being Sicilian, but we'll get into that another time. Joe, very nice to talk to you. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Well, there we are. St. Patrick's Day, folks. We hope you have a good one when that comes up 9 days from now. That's going to be the end of Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to begin in 7 minutes. We're going to get an update from the Galapagos Postman. The personal connection, right stuff, and listener emails are all still to come. Stay connected with us, folks, anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at rmworldtravel.com. You're going to definitely want to start doing that on Monday when we start posting for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Don't forget, you can catch the show anytime, anywhere via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.